live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
The Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by Mel's Tire, 915 Graham, where service isn't expensive, it's priceless.
This is Allison with Mel's Tire. The week of April the 15th through the 20th is our customer appreciation event. It's our chance to show how much we value our loyal customers. Every tire in the shop will be on sale, new and used. Register during the week to win such prizes as a new set of tires and a youth bicycle. Stop in and see us during our customer appreciation event, April 15th through the 20th.
The service is not expensive. It's priceless at Mel's Tire.
KVOE, we are live and we are local and we are happy that you're with us on this Wednesday morning, 7:19, 47 degrees on our way to 70 today, and we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker via the KBOE Sutherland's Home Improvement Studio line by Emporia State Health and Human Performance Professor Dr. Jennifer Thomas in the preview Laps for Landon coming up next week. Dr. Jen, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Doing good.
Doing good.
Thanks for taking some time to join us here. Well, next week, big events, and it sounds like you've been busy getting things ready to go.
Yes, my students have been busy since the last week of January, so it is a long process, but they're looking forward to it. I looked at them yesterday, and I was like, can you guys believe that, you know, it seems like yesterday we just started talking about it, and now it's here, and I told them it would be like that. They didn't believe me, and here we are, so, so it just goes by so fast.
I'll bet. What type of tasks have you put your students on here for Laps for Landon?
Well, there's a few things that are a part of the, because it is part of a class project, and one is gathering donations just from anyone that they can, different businesses. A lot of them do speak to people in their hometowns, because we have students, you know, all over Kansas, Oklahoma, Texas. I mean, we have students from all over, and so, and then a lot of them hit up, you know, family members who make stuff. We have some great wooden items in our silent auction this year, and a lot of them just new people that did woodwork that were willing to make, you know, unique things. So it's that kind of stuff, just asking them to get creative on who do you know and who might want to contribute to this cause, and, you know, it feels good to help people, and so most of them can find people around them that will do that, and so that's part of it. And then a big part is the marketing, and so one of my former ESU football players came in and cut the radio out.
Yeah, he did. You know, did a great job.
Yeah, oh, he practiced, Ron. I've never seen someone practice on that. Oh,
he was
funny.
Ready. Yeah, he was.
He was, and so he took that job seriously, you know, and they'll be placing the yard signs today, and we've been doing, obviously, a lot of social media marketing, so just, again, making them get creative in terms of how do we get the word out about this. You know, people aren't going to participate and show up if they don't know about it. So there's the marketing aspect. And then just all the, you know, they are making sure that they understand what CF is. And then that's one of the reasons we have Blythe, or, Landon's mom and dad, Blythe and Aaron, come in and talk to them. So, you know, that if somebody says, well, I don't, what is this? You know, that they can answer questions and answer questions about Landon. And then Aiden Dreyer, who's the Dreyer family, is another one that participates because Aiden fights this disease. So just making sure they're educated and able to answer questions about the event itself, but also questions about CF.
Well, the event itself is coming up next Tuesday. That's April the 16th. Okay. And where will Laps for Landon be held, Dr. Jan? And what is exactly going to be going on?
Well, it is going to be very, very similar to the layout that we used last year because that worked so well. For people who have participated, again, this is the 17th year, so we've tried different things throughout the years. Welch Stadium was a popular one for quite a while, but because the event has become so much bigger in terms of all the things that we do, we have found that doing it down at that north end of campus at the Student Rec Center and then in that north parking lot and the soccer pitch and all of that, just works really well, really well for all the different activities. So the Lazy Butt Barbecue crew, that truck will be set up at the very north end of that north parking lot as of 5 o'clock, and that is Aiden Dreyer, the other CF battler. That is his granddad that does that, and they donate 100% of all the profits they make off of our barbecue to our total. So that is amazing. It's great food. So they can just pull off of Highland and you know, drive through and take it to go, or they can get it and pull in, park, and basically have a big tailgate with us. So that set up, we're going to have the Freedom Freeze snow cone truck. So that's a new thing. It will also be set up there. So she's donating 50% of what they make that evening to us. So a new thing there, but that will be there starting at 5. But the actual kind of traditional parts of Laps for Landon start at 6 o'clock. And that is, again, in the student rec is where the silent auction items will be set up, the prize table, the Plinko, the bouncy house. Again, the more things that people kind of consider typical Laps for Landon. Those will all be inside, so we don't have to deal with wind or any of the elements. So that will all be set up. People can either walk laps inside. The student rec, by the way, got new flooring, and it is amazing.
Great.
So they got a new gym floor, and so people can walk inside, especially if they are wanting to keep an eye on everything, or they can walk around that north parking lot. I know a lot of people did that last year because a lot of the ESU athletes will be in that north lot. Last year we had soccer, basketball, football, you name it, and they were there playing games with all the kids of all different ages. And then, of course, like I said, the soccer pitch. So we had bigger kids out there on the soccer field playing kickball and stuff like that. So that's the gist of it, is everything is just really on that north end of campus, either in the student rec or right in front of it.
All right. You mentioned here silent auctions, and I want to break out the food side separately, but I wanted to see what else you got, at least on the silent auction front right now.
Yes. Well, we are going to have, and I'm going to be posting it because I'm doing sneak peeks on the Facebook page right now, but we are going to have what is called, let me get this right, a chocolate-covered strawberry chocolate cake. But the chocolate cake has strawberry icing and then chocolate-covered strawberries that are all over the top of it. It looks amazing. So that is one. That is courtesy of Tracy Hale and her Tasty Cakes. That's her side hustle, and she just does amazing work. So she's contributing that. We're going to have homemade cinnamon rolls from Amanda's. One of my students in my class, her dad, of course he does, specializes in making homemade cheesecakes. Mm. So he's making a triple chocolate cheesecake that we will have. So, yeah, there's going to be no shortage of some really, really good. I know we have a couple people making custom Laps for Landon sugar cookies with special, you know, decorations on them. So those will be fun, too. But yeah, no one will be disappointed if they especially have a sweet tooth. So
yeah, Dr. Jen has been dropping some real awesome silent auction items here the past week. So where can we find your Facebook page?
Just go to your search bar and type in Laps, the number 4, Landon 2024, and it'll take you right to it. And if people follow the Laps for Landon 2024 Facebook page, this weekend is when I will post. Most people know this because we've been doing it this way since 2020, but the auction is done on a separate event page. So this weekend I will say, hey, here's what to search, here's what it's called, and people that want to do the auction part will be able to join that event page. And that just helps me to be able to get it set up, keep it separate, keep it clean, and it just tends to be easier for people to find and follow. So that'll be information about that will be posted this weekend. And then we are also, again, doing the all-day bidding. We did that for the first time last year, and it worked really well, where people could start bidding at 8 a.m., and the bids went all the way until we closed them at 8 p.m. So it's just kind of a fun thing to take part in all day. And if people can't or don't want to bid until the end, bid at the end. That's fine. Yeah. Some people like to kind of get it going and watch things, and that's fun.
Now, is Facebook the only way to bid then, or if you're at the event itself, can you bid on site?
You cannot bid on site.
Gotcha.
There's just no way for us to like have that crossover. But you know, we always say if you don't have Facebook, this is a good reason to get it, or find someone you know that does have it and see if they'll bid for you. Again, my students that will be kind of overseeing the auction part will do anything they can to help anyone who's, you know, confused on where to go. Because I know when you go to a page, to an event page, you have to click on discussion. And a lot of people, it's right below, like, the main picture. Yeah. When you click on discussion, that takes you to all, like, any pictures or posts that are being done. And so that's one thing my students are always like, click on that right there. And that will take you to where you want to be. And so, you know, that's their job. Like I said, that's where they learn to kind of guide people, and that's how you make your event a success.
Well, let's talk about where the proceeds go, Dr. Jan.
All of the proceeds go to the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation. They work very, very hard. They are hyper-focused on finding more effective treatments, which they absolutely have made huge strides with that over especially like the past 10, 15 years. So we feel good to have been a part of that, but also obviously the ultimate goal being to find a cure. Aaron Doty, Landon's dad, talks about this all the time. CF, it's not like cancer where there's massive numbers of people that have it, so they get all this government funding and people do all these, you know, year-round fundraisers. And I get that. We all hate cancer. It stinks. You know, but CF is just very different because, you know, it's just, it's genetic and it's just a very limited number that have it. They just don't get the funding from any other sources, again, to try to find better treatments and find a cure. So that's why we do what we do, is so that we can contribute and give those researchers the resources they need to try to figure out, you know, how the heck can we either cure this or just make life better, you know, improve the quality of life for those who are battling this disease.
And on top of that, I mean, the way it sounds here, since Labs for Landon got started, there have been some improvements over the last, you know, several years, which you've, you know, been able to really make a major contribution towards.
Absolutely, yeah. I think it was like, it was 4 or 5 years ago. One morning, my phone started blowing up, and I was getting this link and these news stories sent to me, texted to me by my former students who were like, did you see this? Did you see this? And it was all about a new medicine. I don't even ask me the name of it because I can't remember, but it was a new medicine that was highly effective for people who have the main type. There's different types of CF, but the main type, and it's the type that Aiden Dreyer battles. And so it has made, if you talk to Aiden's mom and dad, they'll tell you it's just been a game changer for him in terms of his breathing. You know, CF affects breathing and digestion. And so whatever that medicine is that they came up with was a game changer for those with the certain mutation that Aiden has. So, yeah, and my students were like, oh, my gosh, we were a part of that. I said, yes, you were. And so, you know, we feel really good just to have known that we, because of our community, because of everyone in this community and the surrounding communities who supports our event, you know, we're able to send that money in, and we all get to say, you know, that we were a part of that. And it's, again, it's changing lives of people. You know, yeah, we know Aiden, but it changes the lives of so many people that we will never know, never meet, but they're, you know, having a better quality of life because of what we all did.
Well, it's been quite an event, and it's had a rich history and just keeps getting bigger and better. And Landon, now a high school student, football, basketball, power lifter. Wow.
Oh, my goodness. He broke some records this weekend. Yeah. I'm like, wow. So he is one strong dude inside and out. You know, I always say he's had no choice but to be strong since the day he was born. And so, but of course, my students think it's really, really cool that he's breaking the powerlifting records, because a lot of them, that's their jam.
Yes.
So we really like seeing him just work so hard at that and break those records and just enjoy what he's doing.
All right. Well, Tuesday is the night, or Tuesday is the day here for Laps for Landon. And so we will be seeing you there. And we'll be also talking with you with your monthly visit coming up Monday.
On Monday, yep. Looking forward to it.
Jen, thanks. Appreciate your time. Keep up the great work.
Thanks, you guys.
All right. That's Emporia State Health and Human Performance Professor Dr. Jennifer Thomas, and a lead organizer for Laps for Landon, coming up on April 16th, Tuesday, raising money for cystic fibrosis.
Looking forward to seeing Laps Landon and how well that does next week. Want to let you know that our newsmaker spots here, only two that we have for next week are the 17th and 18th, and we do have some scattered dates that are already claimed now into early May. So
and
let us.
I think the 17th will be booked here this morning. So
okay. So yeah. Look for a week from tomorrow, the 18th, as our next available 7:20 to 7:30 or 7:35 interview. Tomorrow's newsmaker guest is Salvation Army Captain Miley Haddon. So our interview tomorrow puts us a month out for Stamp Out Hunger, which is coming up May 11th.
And our primetime newsmaker this morning brought to you by Mel's Tire, 915 Graham. Mel's Tire, where service isn't expensive, it's priceless. Mel's Tire, 915 Graham. It is 7:33, 47 degrees. Stay tuned. We'll check the weather next.
This is Marcus Circle, manager of Emporia Golf Course. Golf season is starting, and we want you to come and check us out. Whether honing your game.